see this, right, okay. I can figure out that one. Right, annual governance statement. That's just Stuart, this is you to present, is it? Your name's on the bottom.
The annual governance statement is by technical side there. Defer to David, who will know about it. It is, of course, a statutory statement that has to be made every single year. So the governance statement, David will pick up on two key points. It is pretty much the same policies, but what is important is progress and change within those policies. So that's
just before David starts, it's what I like is I did mention some of the points of where there's been changes have been highlighted. So when you compare it with the last one, you know what changes have been made. Okay, over to you.
Thank you. You will remember the committee were able to review the draft and we're going to say that back in the meeting in May, and the document got finalised, taking on all those points raised, in particular indicating where the statement had changed. The annual governance statement was put together based on the guidance by CIPFA and Marsalis, and Appendix 1 contains those statements. As I said, it is a statutory requirement of the accounts and audit in regulations. Section 4, the intention to put it on pages B9 to B14, provides a high level view of the key elements of the structures and processes that are in place within the Isle of Wight Council. Moving on to pages B16, B17 shows the progress against the previous self-assessment. So the action plan that we had shows the progress we've made against those up to including April 2019. Obviously, all the information on the far right column there, but today is in italics, so there's all new comments on progress from last year. Following over, B18, B19 is our action plan 2019-20. And there are three key areas, three key governance issues, which have been identified as part of the self-assessment that could have wide-ranging impact on the council. So that's why there are additional action plans there. Appendix A on page B20 is just a map of all the policies and structures referred to. Appendix B21 is the self-assessment itself. And this was put together consulting senior management across the Isle of Wight Council, and where additional evidence was provided, additional information that is shown in italics in one of the problems going through. And that's the main thing I want to bring your attention to, so I'll do my best to answer any other questions here in the absence of Wendy who presented the report.
Councillor Quirk.
Three little points. The first one is on B10, last paragraph. It's correct, it says scrutiny is with the small s. If we now call it corporate scrutiny, maybe we should actually refer to it as corporate scrutiny. Just in terms of consistency. The second, you've got on B14, we've got this performance and financial reports, just to confirm that the audit reports are actually looking against tracking performance against deadlines, because it's something that's going to be it's not only the wording change, but just an assurance that we will be looking at the deadlines that are set, because of this, we've seen quite a specific time. And the final one, in the progress to date, it talks on B16. It talks about the framework of guidance and project management. I'd just like to have some reassurance that that project management means we do actually are actually using some proper project management and defining a critical path for some of these decisions, because again, over the last year or so, quite a few things have slipped because issues that were critical and not identified as critical were never actually taken up as part of the critical path, and then suddenly we find we're behind. So comments, not changes to the text.
That's entirely accepted, Chair. I think we are getting better at managing how we're doing things. Certainly every portfolio holder now has an action tracker, and that enables us to ask questions as to what's been done, what needs to be done, and we are given an explanation at each review of the action tracker as to why things have changed. Councillor Quirk's quite right, some of them fall behind. Some of them actually are achieved faster than we expect, but we never actually mentioned those. But we take the point. Thank you.
Just a supplementary. If we had good critical path analysis, we would see that we could do it quicker.
Sorry, can you say critical path analysis? Don't hear that much. Just one question going on, because where you said project management, it also says training. Do you have any details of the training, when and where?
Yes, I'm aware that there is a training course available for staff to attend who staff who are involved in project management, where the staff are actually project managers of the project. We will try and make sure we're able to see formal project management training as well. Further to that, the Organisational Intelligence Department is increasing their training offer to try and introduce training courses that will also take project managers through the IPA Council's framework, as well as the theoretical frameworks or principles on it. Yeah.
Councillor Quirk.
Again, sort of moving on to Appendix B. At the 8th lockdown, annual performance appraisals are offered to members who would like to undertake them, and they are required in full stop. There seems to be a contradiction there. Are we required?
What page
was it? On B22, about the 8th lockdown, annual performance appraisals are offered to members of staff who would like to undertake them. And then it says, they are a requirement for all staff. There seems to be a competition.
I think the members should perhaps be with a capital M. And I can recall being asked in previous years to produce a short report on precisely what kind of training I needed and where I felt it. That seems to have gone by the wayside. A lot of members just ignored it. But in terms of the appraisals for staff, we have been pressing hard to get more formal appraisals done. Some portfolios are better than others. And I know that the Chief Executive has been working really hard to get our percentage of completed performance appraisals up from its previous low point. I see John is behind us. I don't know whether you have a current percentage of John, but I know it has been improving.
Yes.
I noticed it was improving.
Sorry, Chairman, just to confirm what Councillor Hutchinson has set out is we've reintroduced a revised performance management system. So we now have conversations throughout the year with every member of staff, but it is a requirement that every member of staff has a conversation and an appraisal and a set of objectives for the forthcoming work period. We don't define it as a year because some staff work over different periods, so it's relevant to their particular period of performance their work. And the Council of Work is right, I think the document should say that all members of staff require.
Okay, thank you. Sorry, just one, Dave, just on that particular item, I think that really should be split. There's two items. There's one's about members, and then they've got, as Chris said, then it goes on to the staff, and they really should be two separate entries for next year. Any other questions?
I look forward to all members seeking a performance appraisal.
Councillor Axford first.
Yes, just a small thing, but this is presumably still in draft, is it? I think that type of appendix A, right in the middle of the page, we've got an annual government statement in the middle of that third row now. B20. So, can't make a big block, you've got annual government statement. And then underneath that, you've got assistant chief executive. I probably should be assistant rather than assistants. So, no small thing. Thank you.
Councillor Fuller.
I wasn't really going to raise this, but seeing as we are discussing this on B23, we've got human resources advisor to meet with the new managers to enable them to understand the council policies, and this is within the lunch and learn sessions for managers. I'm just wondering, why is that only for new managers and not for existing managers? Because sometimes within the council, long-term managers can pick up continue with old habits, and sometimes it would be useful to know that that is available to all managers rather than people that just joined the authority. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. The sessions are available to all managers. I think it's just a direct focus to make sure that we have new managers through the sessions, but we have a managers alert which goes out monthly, which advises all managers at the type of courses that are available. And we'd certainly expect managers who need refreshers around certain key courses to be picked as part of the performance conversation.
Go again.
And I know these are available, I'm reassured that these are available to all managers, but I think the question that I have is sometimes the people that you want to go to those training sessions aren't always the managers or the attend. The people that attend are usually the best, whereas sometimes the people who really want to appeal to are those people that need to be brought in for those sessions, and I'm wondering how you're going about to do that job. Thank you.
Go.
Chair, just to go back to the performance management conversation, so the manager has identified a particular weakness that somebody needs to work on, then it would be set as an objective in their performance management conversation for the year to make sure they go on the training course to refresh their skills around that, and that would be part of their annual conversation, and now we can move on to the management.
Thank you. Any more questions, or all happy? I suppose then we have the recommendation, we have a choice of one, to approve the annual government statement for 2018. So I need someone to propose or something.
Chairman, I'm happy to propose that as amended. There are a few typos that need to be changed, but I'm quite happy to support that recommendation. Thank you.
Chris. So, proposed, second, Fuller, and for the vote, anyone vote, please?
Okay. Unanimous, Chairman.
Second?
Unanimous.
Unanimous, Chairman. Yes, that's what we like. Right, okay. That's that one. So we now move on to reports of the